Ciao.
Thank you, sir.
You ready?
Always ready for
this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Are you sure?
No.
All right. Fuck it.
Welcome back, you motherfuckers.
Yes. Hey, how we doing, everybody?
Better than you.
Yes. So a little house cleaning of mine. So when Senior was here, I was not feeling great.
No.
And I said, I think my gallbladder's going bad. Well, it went all the way bad and fucking it came out. So I'm 6 days post-op now. Gallbladder removed. It was fucked up. No gallstones, though. Just fucking everything else that could go wrong with it, I guess.
It just it's tired.
Yeah, it's just fucking. Yeah, it's like, stop fucking putting spice in here, you dickhead.
Yeah.
So I got rid of that. So I'm on some pain pills. And we're going to drink a little bit of whiskey, and we're going to fucking hang out. And we have my new friend, and
yes.
your been friend for a while now.
Oh, yeah, I've known. So Javier's in the studio with us. Javi and I met 2016?
Yeah.
Is that when you started out at Loma?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Javier and I started as, like, work buddies.
Okay.
But we just have a lot of shared interests
right.
and shared political views, and now shared tattoo artist and some shared stories and things like that. So yeah.
And some shared stories that we're gonna get into today.
Oh yeah. One new adventure that we were able to take Javi on.
Yeah. Kinda. So and if you listen to the show, we've talked about it. We fucking prefaced it. Hey, we got a pig hunt, we're going, Javi's coming. You know, we name dropped this motherfucker, so it's nice for you to finally be here. We name dropped you a lot, you know, and I name drop you a lot because I'm like, oh yeah, fucking, hey, Javi, what's up or whatever,
yeah.
You know. So it was great to finally meet you, man. And you know, you fit. You're one of us, so it fucking works out.
Yeah, and Javi's been listening to the show since fucking day
since
one,
the first episode.
And it's funny too. He's like, you guys should do this. You should do that. You should change this up. You should. I'm like, that's a good idea. Blah 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 blah. So
yeah,
Javi's done a lot for us, so we're happy to have him in the studio.
Yeah, man, we appreciate you and the support. And you got some swag downstairs, and you got some things that you bought, man. So we appreciate the support.
Awesome.
Yeah. And Javier plays by the rules. He brought us a bottle of Whistlepig 12.
He brought the bottle.
He brought the bottle. He brought some good shit.
So. If anybody out there doesn't know me, Whistlepig is my obsession, and this 12-year-old rye is fucking delicious. So it's 85 proof, maybe? I don't know. Maybe I'm going blind.
We're gonna take your eyes, too?
So
I feel like my gallbladder's shot, going to get it swapped. Yeah, it's like taking your car and like my catalytic converter went bad.
Well, it's like red on brown on fucking gold.
It's monochromatic.
Yeah, so we're going to say it's in the 80 percentile because I think this says 43% alcohol by volume.
Yeah, that'd make it 86.
So that'd make it 86, yeah. Cool. Yeah, so we're figuring it out.
Dude, you guys look like my parents right now. Like both, like all... What does it say, bear?
Bear. Bear.
Maybe you need reading glasses.
Oh, get fucked, bud. I'm only 36.
Dude, I started wearing glasses when I was 26.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, well, there's another thing, another precursor. I might be having fucking glasses down the road.
It's okay.
You know, but I can see everything else, so that's fine.
That's
good. So Javi brought Whistlepig 12.
Yes.
The Old World Rye. And I appreciate you for this because this is one of my favorite bottles.
Oh, hell yeah.
On the planet. So I'm going to fucking pour this up and we're gonna drink this.
Yeah. I think while you're pouring that, I'll
shamelessly self-promote us.
So obviously, YouTube, hit us up. Watch us on YouTube. Like and subscribe. Tiki Talkies, the Shattered Wisdom on TikTok. Instagram, Shattered Wisdom Podcast. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I am Shattered Wisdom _ Jack. He is Shattered Wisdom _ Jarrett. Facebook,
driving,
Shattered
driving,
Wisdom.
We have healthy fucking pores in here.
ShatteredWisdom.com. You can see all our events we got coming up.
Yep.
So like the Dofo dinner we're going to be doing. I think Javi's coming to the golf. He's coming to Top Golf. He already got his
Top Golf. Yeah.
Salmon fishing, crabbing. We need to hit up Neil for our go back.
Yes. So I think the salmon fishing is going to be one day of salmon fishing, one day of shrimping, and then another trip will be crabbing.
Okay.
Or some variation of that.
Okay.
So those are coming up too, and you wanted to go on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm
for and both. You want to take senior?
Yeah, I'll see if you can go.
Okay. And then I'll probably just take David. JJ doesn't want to go on that one. So here, let's drink this. Cheers, motherfuckers. Oh, yeah.
Cheers, brother.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Trey Glazer. Mm-hmm. We can actually legitimately say it this time.
Oh, man.
It's nice.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That is the stuff.
And then we need to set up our go back hunt with Neil.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to call him and we got to get insert name of his buddy who does the bullets.
Sam.
So, Sam. We got to get Sam on here.
Yeah. So
McGuire Ballistics.
We will, McGuire Ballistics. We will probably take this to him.
Okay.
Because it'll just be easier to meet up there.
Yeah.
And I think we'll just do.
Well, because he lives like.
Paso Robles.
Yeah. So he's further.
So we can meet up there if we get that same Airbnb. Maybe set up the table in the middle of the room and
or outside on the fucking patio.
If it's not pouring rain,
even if it is, man, the sound bites would be great.
Oh yeah,
that place was the highlight of the stay. I think you know, like obviously we did hang out and all the shit, but sitting outside that first night, man, and fucking just talking and getting to know, you know, everybody. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And because it was, you know, new people for me, new people for you guys. And,
yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, my buddy Joel was there, obviously, and Dwayne was there. And it's just good to know that your people can mesh because you don't always want to fucking involve all of the people all of the time.
Yeah.
It's a constant worry that I have, especially here at this house because it's a party house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, you can invite this group, but you can't invite that group because they'll get drunk,
yeah,
and they'll be loud, and then they'll fight.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, everybody's a fucking asshole when they're drunk, so.
Yeah.
All my friends, anyways.
Not me, I'm a sweetheart. Yeah.
Yeah. So, how about you draw a question, a listener's question?
Yeah, buddy.
Have you put a question in this box yet?
Not a serious one.
Oh, well, maybe you'll draw your own question. That'd be fucking cool.
That would be fucking funny.
All right. Tiny writing.
Oh, yeah. That's a JJ.
How many pull-ups can you do in a row?
Zero.
Oh, man. Maybe five, and the fifth one's going to be a struggle.
I was going to say 5 to 10.
Zero.
I haven't done pull-ups in so long.
I just started working out again, so.
Put that one back in. The next time that you grab it, I'll say five. I'm gonna start hitting it, so you know, obviously I had surgery and all this stuff, so I kicked a couple of bad habits for now. It's been a couple of weeks, and I'm going to start getting healthy. We're going to start hiking and prepping for actual real hunts and and being healthy for life, man, because it sucks. It sucks not being fucking healthy. So out there, everybody, fucking take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
I was a stubborn asshole, and I knew my fucking gallbladder was going, and I didn't go for 3 days until JJ was like, you're fucking going. So, that shit can erupt and kill you. So don't fuck with that.
Oh yeah.
So if you got pain, man, go. And my biggest thing was I didn't want to sit in the waiting room for 6 hours. And that's just not something that's appealing to me.
Like, you could be in a pine box forever.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's the message, right? So, they got me in ultrasounds, you know, right away, and they're like, something's wrong, you know, and I have good insurance, so they ran all the tests to charge it all the money, they knew after the ultrasound, but you know they want to do X-rays and a CAT scan or whatever, CT scan, whatever it is.
Got to make sure everything's
You got to make sure the machine's still working, right? You know,
exactly.
Like, hey man, this guy's got A+ credit, man. Let's hit him.
But that's why, like, I go to Orange Theory. When I'm in Orange Theory, like running on the treadmill, I'm looking at myself and I'm thinking about hunting.
Yeah,
I ran a little over 4 miles today. Today was a tread day. I ran a little over 4 miles the entire time.
Nice.
I'm thinking about walking up hills. I'm thinking about carrying out an elk head.
Yeah.
Or carrying out a quarter. An elk quarter weighs 80 fucking pounds on the bow. Yeah. I'm thinking about carrying that thing out in a pack. I'm thinking about hiking in. I'm just thinking about, like, you know, we'll get into it today, the pig hunt. I'm thinking about humping up a hill after.
That fucking...
These guides.
I carried out half of your pig, and I was dying on that. And that we didn't walk that far.
Yeah.
It was maybe a half a mile.
Yeah. And she wasn't too incredibly big, but...
No.
All of her that we got out was like one elk quarter.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's a multi-trip deal.
So that's motivation for me to get in shape because I need to be able to fucking pull my own weight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know? And I joke and I'm like, hey, man, that's why I have you, you know? But realistically, man, when we're out there and we're doing it, I'm in it.
I
have to do it. You know, I gotta do it and it's going to suck. I'd rather be prepared.
Yeah, it sucks less.
Yeah, it sucks less. Yeah, it's going to suck. I mean, the suck is going to be there, but it sucks less.
Absolutely. So let's get into it today. We're Javier's here. He's going to intro himself. He's going to talk a little bit about himself. And we're going to talk about our favorite thing in the world to talk about, and that is hunting.
Yeah.
So why don't you give us a little bit about yourself, Javier, and kind of what you do and what got you into wanting to go hunting?
Yeah. So I'm Javier. Like, you know, Jack was saying earlier, known him for a few years now. Hunting, it's something I haven't been able to tell you guys yet, but thank you guys for inviting me. It's something that I've been wanting to do for such a long time.
100%.
Oh yeah.
And it was one of the coolest experiences.
Well, you were back and forth on it, right? You're like, nah, I don't want to go.
Well,
and then Jack said, you're fucking going.
Yeah, because we were like, you know, it's going to be a pistol hunt. I'm like, oh, shit, you're going to get up and close. Oh, yeah. And, yeah. Like, I hadn't, I never gone hunting, much less a pistol hunt.
Right.
Never thought that would be my first hunt, but, I mean, it was cool.
And we were talking about it for a while, so even when, like, Javier and I met... I've been on hunting trips, so we'd talk about hunting, and he was always like, dude, Javier's always been a gun guy.
Yeah.
We've gone out and we went shooting a couple times and all that kind of stuff. And even back then, I remember you saying that you wanted to get into going hunting.
Yeah.
And the pig hunt is a real good hunt, a good introductory hunt for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. That's where I started.
Yeah, because it's not too far of a drive. It's not too expensive.
Yeah.
And it gives you the full experience. And a lot of people think like, oh, I want to go do this. I'm so excited. And I go, you've never killed anything,
right.
And you never gutted anything. And there's a lot of smells and sights and different sensory things that happen with that. Yeah. So that tends to put people off. And especially like, I know you were kind of hung up on a pistol hunt. You're like, I got to be up and close and shoot this thing.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing that was kind of making me nervous was the fact that it was with dogs. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to accidentally shoot a dog through the pig to shoot it and shoot a dog.
Yeah.
So well, those are expensive. Those are expensive dogs.
Well, yeah, no, and I just don't want to. I mean, I want to kill something that I'm going to eat.
Right, right, yeah, 100%.
You know, I don't want to make another animal suffer.
Yeah.
So that was what was giving me pause.
Yeah. No, I mean, hey, when the first time we went, we took pistols, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I've shot pigs from 100 yards, 150 yards, and... Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to be a pistol hunt. And we were kind of like, okay. I'm like, oh, this is a little different, but okay. Yeah. And so the when we shot, Jared shot his at 385 yards.
Yeah.
Jason shot his at probably 25. I was the only one that actually ended up shooting mine with my pistol. These other guys are anchoring them from across a canyon.
Yeah, so I'm telling Sam, like, I'm really comfortable shooting long distances. And so when they say pistol hunt, and Sam's coming, he's bringing a gun, and he's bringing something trick, and I know that, you know, hey, if we see something running, I'm going to get a shot at it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was telling him, like, hey, man, I'm more comfortable shooting at a distance. You know, I'd like over 200 yards better than 100 yards. Like, you put a lot of pressure on yourself with close shots, so it's like if you miss, you're like, fuck, man, I look dumb, and I feel dumb. And so I'm like, bro, fucking 300, 400, I'm good.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like, yeah, that's what everybody says. I was like, all right, man. And so there was some pigs running across the hill, and he's like, are you ready? And I was like, yeah. And he doesn't have a custom turret, but he knows his doping, and he was just like, ranged it, boom, put it right on it. He's like, crosshairs on it. It was running across the hill, and bam, just fucking, it died before it knew it was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And then it fucking bounced all the way down the hill. Jack said it packed itself out.
Yeah, it did. Super easy recovery. But Sam makes his own bullets.
Yeah.
But Sam machines his, they're solid copper, but they're machined.
Yeah.
So I bought some of them. I got some, he just started selling rounds for 25-06.
Did he?
And my 25-06 is my favorite rifle of all time. I love that gun. And I'm very accurate with it. So I'm really, I think next weekend I'm going to load some rounds for it. So we'll set up a range day when we can all go shoot. Cause I'm going to load some rounds next weekend. And I'm really interested to see how it performs.
Nice.
But he, I mean, his stuff is,
yeah, I mean,
wild.
I destroyed everything inside this pig.
Yeah,
and it blew out. Fuck, I shot it, you know, in the crease. Mm-hmm. It blew out its fucking stomach. I mean, like everything inside this thing was gone.
Holy
shit!
It was
bad. It was fucking devastating. The bullets are devastating.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I mean, if you're a hunter and if you don't prefer, you know, copper or whatever, I would recommend that you shoot this guy's shit because he's fucking doing amazing stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm for sure gonna order some of his stuff.
Yeah, McGuire Ballistics, baby.
Yeah.
So, what did you think? Well, we should go back. What kind of gear? Because you like geared.
You sent a picture of everything.
Oh yeah, I. Well, it was cool because I asked you a couple questions. What should I get? And you're like, get what you think you're gonna need. So I got all kinds of shit that I didn't need. And but yeah, I mean, I took way more stuff than what we actually needed. Like the first day, I took everything I got, and then that second day that we went, I just took what we were gonna need that day, or what I was gonna need.
Yeah.
And you bought a bunch of Origin stuff.
Yeah.
How'd you like that?
I dug it. It's super comfortable. It was awesome.
And Origin is
American made.
Jocko Willinks and Joe Rogan. Okay. Yeah. And they said it's like a line of camo.
Yeah.
They got packs and all that kind of shit too.
The jeans. Like the next time I buy jeans, those are going to be the only ones I buy.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. They make boots as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But like all American made.
Yeah. Nice. And those guys are American as fuck. You know, Jocko's obviously a SEAL and he promotes that stuff, so it's good to support them. But it's hard to get, isn't it? Like, was it hard for you to get that stuff?
No.
Because I heard that they're, like, fucking backordered forever now.
The hunting gear, one of the shirts was out of stock. I waited a week, and it was back in stock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would think the hunting stuff might be easier to get just because...
We're making it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, not a lot of people... There'd be more people that would wear it that don't hunt, that do hunt.
Right.
So they're probably not out there buying,
you
know, full-on camo and stuff for all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think it was going to be like going in?
Yeah, like, so you had a picture in your head, I'm sure, like going in like...
Chaos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Pig hunt, pistols, dogs, up close. It was going to be fucking chaotic. That's what I thought. And, I mean, it's not like, you know, because... I have a CCW, so I go shooting at least once a month. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty comfortable with the pistol, pretty accurate with the pistol. But again, you know, never been hunting before. I thought it was gonna be chaos.
Yeah,
but it wasn't.
No, yeah, it's like sparring, right? Yeah. So like hitting a bag that doesn't hit you back is one thing, and punching holes in paper with a pistol is one thing, and then when something's moving and trying not to get shot,
or coming after you,
and those boars are dickheads,
because they'll charge you, right?
Neil will go in there and grab those motherfuckers by their back legs and just stretch them out. That's what he did for my buddy Joel.
What he did for me. That's what Sam did for me.
Yeah.
Sam's like, you're on my back. And I literally had my hand on his back, and we were around, and he flipped that pig over, and he's like, shoot her. I was like, all right.
And you shot with the 30-30?
When I shot with my pistol, I shot with my 40. I shot this one with Sam's 30-30.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, open sight.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it like at 100 yards. Like he was like, that's a pretty damn good shot.
Like 70 yards?
Yeah.
I thought I missed her. And then Javier was kind of... He was videotaping, and he goes, dude, I saw the water get knocked off her.
Yeah.
When you hit her, all the water came off her back.
It was mist. It was gnarly. It was cool.
Well, and it was raining like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole time we were there. Yeah. I mean, like, it rained, and that's kind of what fucked up the hunt for us. But it was fucking, you know me, I'm not walking out 500 miles like you guys. But I stayed in the side-by-side and got fucking dumped on. And it just kept coming.
Well, and it's for Javi's first hunt, it was kind of a rough one just because rain makes animals bed down.
Right.
Yeah. But rain, it rain can be real miserable, and it was nice that like you had the gear for it.
Yeah.
Like, and I keep saying, I'll say it a million times, being cold is one thing, but being cold and wet is miserable. And it was fucking cold. It was in the 40s.
Yeah, it was in the 40s.
Yeah. And so when you're driving around those side by sides, there's no windows.
Yeah. There's no heaters either.
There's whatever you got on. Yeah. So it's nice you had all the gear.
I had one thing I'll say is I did have the right clothes. But then, you know, the shit that in my pack, I just had shit I didn't need. But
yeah, but now you know.
But I was warm. I didn't experience like the miserable cold. It was awesome.
The first time we went hunting, because it was my dad, myself, Orion, and cousin Paul. My dad took everything, like for a full camp setup, camp stove, cookware, all this kind of shit.
Yeah,
we left it in the truck. We never fucking. It used to be when you go with Neil, they had like a fifth wheel trailer, and like $65 a night, you could stay in the fifth wheel. So we'd stay in the fifth wheel. And then, you know, we end up like, we went to that restaurant before, and you eat your lunch and breakfast out in the field pretty much. And then we just went to a restaurant at night. So my dad took all the shit he would normally take. Like if we were staying in the wall tent and hunting, didn't need 90% of it. The next time I'm like, dude, bring a backpack, a cooler, and a gun.
Yeah,
and that's the difference. So when you do different hunts, you need different shit.
Yeah,
we did Alaska, and we took everything to Alaska. Like they took a fucking. Your dad had a bag full of knives.
Yeah, yeah, like nine knives.
Yeah, nice. So you know, and when we got there, we're like, okay, well, we don't need this, we don't need that. But you have to pack heavy.
Yeah.
To be prepared.
Yeah.
But as soon as you're there, you're like, okay, well, I could do without this. I could do without that. So
yeah.
Same thing like with the pig hunts. You don't need a crazy ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And Neil's really good about putting on pigs. You know, unfortunately it was raining, but it's fucking not as crazy as you think.
Yeah.
Like going in, when I was going in, I was like, oh man, it's going to be this and I got to fucking do all this stuff. And he was like, just relax.
Yeah.
Just fucking hang out. I'll tell you what though, the boots that I wore the first day were my work boots. The worst decision I've ever made ever.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. I then bought my boots that I won in a raffle.
Oh yeah, the nice. First pig hunt you went on. Yeah. You wore your work boots.
Yeah, and I fucking almost died.
Dude, footwear, people don't take that for granted. They're like, oh, I got boots. I'm like, what do you have for boots?
Yeah.
But no. I got work boots. And I go, dude, they need like the waffle stomper grip.
Yeah.
You need
Yeah.
And like, so I've worn my, I wear Danners, but I wear the Marine Corps issue RAT Hotfoots.
Okay.
They're combat boots.
Yeah.
But they're super comfortable. They go above the ankle. I wear them because they're my construction boots. I've worn those when it's been hot, but those have the waffle stomper grip, all that kind of stuff. I mean, and when we went in hiking after those pigs, it's grass and it was soaking wet.
Yeah.
And so if you haven't hiked up a fucking hill that's got foot tall wet grass, it turns into a ski slope.
Oh yeah.
Right now.
We hiked down a hill to get his pig.
Yeah.
And I was fucking falling everywhere. I took me, he was down. He was like, hey, where you at?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm right here.
the grass was four feet tall.
Yeah. So I'm stepping like, turned in holes around and shit.
Jarrett was gone. I'm like, where are you? And he's like, I see this hand above the grass.
I'm like, miserable. Oh, like, that was for me, like, I don't want to do this anymore. Oh. Like, miserable walk.
Yeah.
It was a fucking massive hill. And then we had to walk all the way out. And I was dead from the hill.
Yeah.
You know, but like, what am I going to do? Sit there?
Right.
So I sucked it up and walked, man. But I remember thinking, like, these boots are going to be the death of me because I'm going to break my fucking ankle out here and nobody's going to be able to get me. We couldn't get in there.
Yeah.
You couldn't. So, you know, it's fucking.
When you met Neil now, Neil's my size and I am by. Neil's smaller than I am. Yeah. I'm 5'11, 170. Neil's probably 5'9, probably $155, $160. He's not a big dude.
No, he's in pretty good shape though. He likes to walk. Him and Sam both, they like to walk.
He may not be a big dude, but I bet you he's stronger than all of us.
He wrestles those fucking pigs. he is no one to be fucked with. Sam's the same way, but Sam's a big unit of a man.
Sam's a big dude, a monster.
Yeah, dude, I was hiking up the hill after him, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
He put the fucking wheels on. He's like, come on, let's go. I'm like, well, Javier's down there. He's like, come on, let's go. I'm like, but this is his pig. He's like, come on, you want to shoot a pig? I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Dude, that's one of the things that this hunt showed me is exactly how out of shape I am. Oh, I mean, my cardio was shit.
Yeah.
And I got almost right back in the gym like the first week that we got back, yeah, just because of, it was embarrassing to me how out of shape I was. We were halfway up that hill and I turned to you and said, dude, that's your pig.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, that opened my eyes.
Well, and hills are different, man. And I think the altitude's a little higher out there. So it's a little harder to breathe.
3,500, 4,000 feet.
So it's fucking, it's different. It's fucking rough. And that's why, like I'll tell Neil, like, hey, if I got to hike in a mile, I don't want that pig.
Yeah. Well, that's the nice thing too about going with Neil is you're gonna spot these pigs from the road.
Yeah.
And every time we've done it, except this time.
Yeah.
I mean, next time when we go, if it's a nice, clear, like sunny weekend.
Yeah.
You're driving along and you're spotting them from the
road. Oh yeah, they're everywhere. Yeah. They're everywhere.
You can see them. So this with the rain and the way it was, they just bed down. And what's funny, we're driving out and he goes, "There's pigs in that brush patch up there." Mm-hmm. And we all went, okay.
I remember looking, what patch?
Yeah, yeah.
That patch way up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, we're going to walk these fingers and we'll go get them. I'm like,
yeah, he said, we'll go this way and you go this way. So I grabbed Javier and I'm like, okay, I'll carry the rifle and the camera.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah.
I go, keep up with Sam. I'm just here to film and fucking hand you the gun.
Right.
And we started up that hill and...
It was a unique trip, though. I mean, like, we had a fire, which I was like... What are we going to burn over here? Yeah. Whatever the fuck we can.
Yeah.
Like, it was very different, man. Very, very bonding. Very bonding experience. Because there was a lot of us.
Yeah.
There was. And it's funny you mentioned that at the beginning, that the first night we all, you know, I know you. I know Javier. I know Dirk. I've met Joel a bunch of times.
Right.
I've never met Dwayne.
Right.
So I know you and Joel together.
Yes.
I know Dirk, and I know Javier, but none of you all know each other.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, okay, like these are a lot of my friends.
Right.
And the fact that we all sat out there and drank fucking whiskey and smoked cigars and immediately just started laughing and joking and talking shit.
Yeah.
That night I was like, this is going to be a good trip.
This is going to be a great trip.
This is like the group that needs to go to do this.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was one of the best times I've ever had.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was fucking
fun. It was fun, man. It was really fun.
I didn't realize it combines like three of the things that I fucking love. I love nature. I love being out, you know, in the woods, off-roading,
mm-hmm,
and firearms.
Yeah.
It was fucking amazing.
Yeah,
it's hard to beat. It
could not be more beautiful that
oh, dude.
Those ranches.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just fucking hills as far as you can see.
That's the greenest I've seen. I've seen them pretty green, and that was like
river crossings.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
It was really, really a sight to see for sure. And I'm glad we went there. I mean, it sucks that we all didn't get pigs, but I'm glad that we went and had the experience. Yeah. And we'll go back. I mean, it's not a big deal to go back, and it's a 3-hour drive or whatever, three and a half.
But the awesome thing about Neil, too, is he goes, "You didn't see any pigs. I'm not going to charge you for this hunt."
Yeah.
Stand up, dude.
I honestly can't say enough nice things about him and Sam too. Like they work super well together.
Yeah,
they're really nice guys. But you know, Neil orchestrates all this kind of stuff, and it's we go hunt in his backyard.
Yeah,
he's been hunting that. Like he grew up there, so he's been hunting that. The ranch across the street from his house is a friend of his, so he's been hunting that forever. And they have deer out there. They do
deer, bear, turkey.
Turkey is 1 year out booked. I called him and I said, "Hey, my buddy Joel wants to come on turkeys." And he was like, "That book's up in January. It's closed." And I was like, "Holy shit!" No shit.
And we saw so many fucking turkeys.
A ton.
Yeah, we saw some. We were driving this ridge. I was like, "Fuck! I think those are pigs. They were fucking turkeys."
Yeah. Oh, they're fucking big.
I was like, dude, what the hell?
They look like raptors. It was like a scene out of Jurassic Park.
Yeah. So they're everywhere when it's not turkey season, but when it's turkey season, it's probably fucking... They're ghosts, yeah. It's like anything else, man. When you're hunting it, it's nowhere. But when it's the season's off, they're fucking everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking deer are on the side of the road when I'm driving back from Montana last year or the year before. I'm like, where the fuck? Big old bucks just hanging out. I'm like, man, what the fuck? Come out there and scare you real quick and make you run 50 yards and shoot you.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Damn. So you had a good time, which is good.
It was awesome.
Next time we go, which is going to be probably in the next couple months.
I'll set it up.
Neil does a cleanup hunt, so it'll be like a last weekend of the month.
Okay.
We'll go do a cleanup hunt, I mean, he calls it a cleanup hunt because it's, if he's taking clients out that have been unsuccessful, he brings you back out and you do a cleanup hunt so you can be successful. Because he'll take you out until you get on an animal.
Dude, the first day we were out, like, what, 12 hours?
Yeah, we were out for a long fucking time.
Yeah.
So what do you think, would you have done anything differently?
Yeah, I would have started cardio like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest thing you need to do to prep. And I'd heard, you know, Rogan talk about, you know, getting in shape for the hunts.
Yeah.
Well, that dude's always
he's a beast.
Yeah,
he's always in shape. Like he steps it up just before a hunt, and I'm like, I'm not gonna need to get all crazy and in shape. We're gonna be off of side by sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of my Montana hunt too. When I go, it's like, well, they're right there, but if you want to get a monster, you got to go hike in. And I'm like, I'm good with what I get.
But like when we hunted it in New Mexico, you're at like 7,500 feet of elevation, and it doesn't matter. Like if you're a fucking California boy,
yeah,
and you're in great shape,
yeah,
cool. Unless you're fucking Lance Armstrong and you're blood doping,
yeah,
the altitude's gonna fuck you up because it's a red blood cell count, right?
Yeah.
So if you blood doping just means you introduce more red blood cells into your body so yeah. your body can carry more oxygen to your muscles. One way you do that is by living at elevation and training at elevation or taking medication, or you take a pint of blood out and then you put it in right before the event. So you have an extra pint of blood in you. So, jeez. I mean, I want to get in shape and do all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to blood dope so I can be a better hunter.
No.
But, I mean, it's hunting at elevation. When I was elk hunting, I'm and the guide's like, we walked 200 yards and I go, I'm from California.
Yeah,
I'm by the beach. I'm at like, I don't even know what the elevation for zero. The Inland Empire is. I don't like,
I think we're like at 1,000
feet. 1,000 feet. Yeah, I'm like, dude, you have lived in New Mexico your entire life.
Yeah,
like you would come to my town and you will fucking run circles around me. Like,
yeah,
yeah. So but these guys that are out all the time, like, just trying to keep up with them is hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and these guys, they do this for a living, right? And then in the off season, too, they're still out looking and checking and making sure that, you know, they're putting up trail cams and they're doing all their due diligence to make sure you're successful in your hunt.
Yeah.
Well, and the other component of it, too, is when you're in good shape, when your heart rate gets elevated, your heart rate decelerates quickly.
Okay.
So I've been on a hunt and you got animals out there and my fucking heart is pounded in my chest. Boom. Boom, but we're at 5,000 feet elevation. I can't catch my breath, and I'm trying to do the, you know, breathe through the nose, out through the mouth. You're trying to do all that kind of stuff, and you just can't. And you're put the rifle up, and your crosshairs are moving with your heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And you don't think necessarily that it's a lot, but a quarter inch at the tip of your barrel at 400 yards, five, six feet. Inches. I mean, it's feet. It's everywhere. And you're, and it's no matter how well you brace yourself and what you're bracing against, like your heart is still hammering. So
yeah. Plus you get buck fever, you know, that's a real thing. And, and you're like excited, you know, and your nerves are just fucking kicking and you can't stop that. Dump. You can't fucking, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah. But when you're in better shape, your heart will react better to that kind of stimulus, right?
Yeah.
So hiking in real hard, your heart rate will accelerate, but then it'll start dropping quicker too. So it helps with all that.
Yeah.
But I had a mason that used to work for me, and he would wear ankle weights. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, my mom wears ankle weights.
Yeah.
Let's say, and his name was Jake. I'll never forget him. And I started teasing him. He goes, I'm an archery hunter. Well, I was like, oh. And he said, I'm getting ready to do an archery hunt. So he's a brick mason, building cinder block walls with ankle weights on. And looking back on it, I was like, that's a bad motherfucker. Like, I maybe should not have talked all the shit to him. And back then, I was like 150 pounds soaking wet. I'm like, this guy takes an ankle weight off and kicks me. He's going to kick me across the street. He's going
to kick through you. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. But it's good. Like, and Javi and I were talking about this after the hunt was... He rode up there with us, and he was like, you know what, dude? I got to get in better shape. Yeah. I need to start going back to the gym. And I said, okay, well, let's go together. Let's plan some shit together.
Yeah.
And you want to plan some, like, real-world stuff.
Yeah.
Let's plan some hunts. Let's throw some weight in some packs.
Right.
Mount Rubidoux is by us.
Yeah.
let's throw some weight in some packs. And I work with a guy that does a lot of hunting, and he goes, dude, put 2 gallons of water in a backpack and hike up the hill. And when you get to the top of the hill, dump a gallon of water out. He goes, because the downhill is harder on your knees than the uphill.
Right.
Mm, right.
But carry 2 gallons up. And for those of you who don't know, a gallon of water weighs 8.5 pounds. So that's only 17 pounds.
Yeah,
so
it's not crazy.
You don't think about it, but in 2.5 miles,
yeah,
that shit starts to get heavy.
Oh, fuck
so yeah. He goes, you know, take, you know, save some old milk jugs or something, fill them up with water, hike it up the hill, dump one out, and hike it back down.
Yeah.
You ever watch that show, The Biggest Loser?
Yes.
So they would fucking strap the weight that you lost back on you, and it, like, as you're running laps.
Yeah.
And those dudes are dying when, like, they have the extra weight on them because they're, like, you know, not used to it now. Like, me at you know, all my shit on, I'm probably 310 with my gun and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of fucking weight to be slinging around. And if I was 210, I could probably be a fucking lot more agile and better in fucking shape for what I want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but the less weight you bring in, that's just the less weight you carry.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what I said. Like, I'm happy. I don't need to be some big, giant, buff monster. I'm happy with the weight I am. If I gain a couple pounds of muscle, that'd be nice. But, like, I'm happy the way I am because I want to go. I want to go. I'm built for fucking speed, not right. comfort. I want to go. I want to whack something. I want to carry something out. I want to make 18 trips. I want to be that knucklehead that's always running around and doing
shit. Which is why me and Jack are complete opposites. Like, and everything in life. Like, Jack's up early. I'm up late. Like, Jack wants to go hiking, and I'm like, I'll meet you there. Like,
yeah. It's funny because I've told him I'm like between, like right in between you guys.
Yeah,
I've told him during the week I'm Jack. On the weekends I'm Jared.
Yeah,
don't fucking text me before.
Yeah,
like 10.
Oh, dude. Yeah, 100%.
That's what? Okay. That's not a bad thing.
No,
I wish I could be more Jared on the weekends.
Yeah, like Jack's yeah. text me at like 7:30, and I get up at like 10 on the weekends. I'm like, I wonder if I should even text him back if he's still fucking, all right, like, I'll just text him just to see, you know, like, he's like, hey, you know, are we hanging out today? I'm like, yeah, for sure. In an hour.
I heard my coffee pot go off this morning at 4:25.
You got to turn it off, man.
And I went, nope. And I went back to sleep, and I got 5:15.
Yeah.
5:15. But I felt good. I feel good. Whatever. So, hobby now, though, I think has become kind of a bad fished him into hunting.
Yeah.
So Javi's buying points.
Yeah.
Just started.
Yep.
Started acquiring all the gear.
Yep.
Little by little. It's an expensive fucking hobby.
It is very expensive. So
but it's a one-time expense.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, paying for guides and that kind of stuff and buying tags is, that gets expensive. But the big bulk, like once your gun isn't going to go bad.
Right.
You know,
right.
that kind yeah. of stuff isn't yeah. going to go bad.
Right. I signed up for this app. I think I shared it with you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Hunter Reminder or something. I'll share it with you, too.
Okay.
It'll tell you what you want to hunt. It asks you what you want to hunt, what states you want to hunt. And it signs you up. And then when it's time to sign up for points, it sends you a reminder.
Really?
Dude, I need to get that.
I need that. Yeah.
And
I
then, missed. Like, all throughout that week, it'll send – you have so many days left.
Right.
It's a fucking cool app.
I need to do that because I was going to put Ella in for the youth elk hunt in
dude, that'd be fucking awesome.
In Arizona.
Yeah.
Or Nevada, and I fucking missed it.
But yeah, no, that it'll remind you.
Ooh, and right while we're talking right now, Jared, I'm going to send you the link. So I sent Javi the link earlier for the Nevada Dream Hunt tags.
What is that?
So this is...
Sounds exciting.
This is like the... like Wyoming did one, and they used to call it the governor's tag. And if you buy the, if you put in for a raffle, okay. and if you win it, it is a tag that's good for whatever species you put it in, elk, deer, antelope, whatever, for 365 days, whatever area you want to hunt.
Really?
So if you get the governor's tag, you can say, I want to go hunt bull elk. During the archery season.
Right, yeah, when they're fucking...
When they're rutting and all that kind of shit, and there's going to be a bunch of archery hunters out there, and you can go out there with your gun.
Oh, no shit.
Or you can go, you know what? I'm going to do it a week before that. And a lot of times now, too, a lot of these things, if you win that tag, it comes with a guided service, too.
Really?
So you get a guide, and you get the tag. So the guide service is paid for. There's a lot that comes with it, so... The Nevada Dream Hunts, I just sent you that one.
Yeah, I got that.
There's a couple other you can look at. Oh, when I get the emails from them, I'll email them to you guys. Because there are some, like it's like the Arizona Antelope Foundation does a hunt. And you can...
A little brisk in here? You want me to turn the air down?
No.
A little warm.
I'm good.
The Arizona Antelope, you can get a bunch of different shit.
Yeah.
So you can put in for the raffle, and like first prize is a guided hunt for whatever, like elk. The next prize will be like a Swarovski optic package, is like binoculars, a scope, and a spotting scope, which I'm half the time I'm like, I would kind of like take that one.
That's $7,000. That's the same as your elk hunt.
But they rifle or they... they raffle off rifles. They raffle off all kinds of stuff.
So my buddy Nate goes to a big hunting expo in Utah every year. And that's coming up if you want to go to that. And he's like, we fucking put in raffles for all these crazy hunts. And he's like, you know, he almost won a gun, like coin flip kind of thing.
Yeah. They like, do like crazy shit.
Yeah, they do all kinds of fucking random shit. But Nate's a fucking hunter, man. We need to get
Nate's a hardcore hunter.
Yeah.
But we should, figure out what that is.
Okay.
And we'll go take a look at it, because there's a lot of these things where if you win, I mean, a fucking guided elk hunt.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Whenever you want to go, and you can, I'd call the guide and go, hey, I'm Jack, I won this thing.
Yeah. When is opening day?
When's the
for archery
best time to go? He's going to be like, dude, let's go out now. And you'll be the only people out there.
Yeah.
And if anybody fucks with you, you pull out your little golden ticket. It's like Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka ticket.
I got the fucking golden ticket, and you can fuck right off, sir. I'm going to shoot that big giant dummy who doesn't know. He hasn't been spooked, right? Because these animals get spooked. They get running and moving and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they get patterned to hey, your smell, and that's you're not supposed to be here.
Well, and you leave traces of. That's the other thing that people don't understand is if you're hiking in, you're doing all this stuff, you're bringing a scent trail with you. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to start seeing a lot of animals know if a vehicle stops, we should run.
Right.
So if they see a vehicle, they're running. And so it's just the less pressure that's
Whitetails, man. They're on it.
Gray ghosts, dude. Those motherfuckers.
You guys want to go to the wild game feed this year?
Well, you were telling me that's where you.
What's that?
So it's a fucking. Dudes only. I don't know how to explain this. So it's all the food you can eat is all wild game. It's like alligator. They have jambalaya. They have fucking anything that I had camel. I had everything. So they have all these booths, and your ticket is your entrance for all the food. You can eat whatever you want. All you can eat.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's all exotic shit. It's all fucking craziness. Like, these guys did elk chili. That was delicious.
Oh, elk is good.
Elk is so good.
However.
But they do the crawfish. I mean, like, everything. Anything that they can get in the wild. This is wild game feed. They do that. And then they raffle off stuff and hunts and guns and all the things. But it's like a party for dudes.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm in.
Let me know when it is.
I'll let you know. It's coming up because I got so Nate always buys my ticket, and I got so I filled out some information or whatever, so I got invited to put in for tickets so I can buy tickets now.
Oh, let us know. You get two folks here that'll go.
Yeah, so, and then I'll open it up to any of our listeners who want to go. It's a good time. And so the packages, like, they raffle off two cars, a motorcycle.
Jesus.
Puppies. Nate won a fucking chocolate lab.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He wins a dog every year, though. He's a real piece of shit.
He's the nicest guy.
He's the nicest dude, too, yeah. But he wins the dog every year. And then they had a 65 Impala last year.
Oh, wow.
And they had something else. They had go-karts or golf carts. They had a fucking brand new golf cart out there. And then all the guns you can imagine. I mean, they had fucking everything that...
Nice.
You buy like these packages. So I bought like a $1,000 package. You go in with a couple people, you know, hey, here's, you know, we'll fucking split it at the end or whatever. We'll figure it out. Yeah. So it's a good time, man. And it's off the 241. Like, you'd never guess like that it's there until you pull up and there's a fucking line a fucking mile long. And if you buy a $1,000 pack, you get entrance like 20 minutes before anybody else.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that's fucking incentive. But then you get in, you can set up your camp, right? Because you got to take it easy up. It's hot as fuck outside. It's like in the middle of June, July.
Oh, okay.
And he's just going, it's just hanging out. And it's fucking and eating wild, crazy shit. Like, bro, I ate camel. Like, I was like,
oh, no shit.
What the fuck is this? They're like, this is camel, you know, and it was good. It was not bad.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down to try.
We'll go. I'll get tickets.
Okay. So we're going to take Javi back because now he's hooked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I took a lot of video. I took a lot of pictures. Came home, showed my dad. And, like, he wants to go. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Just take him?
Yeah. I signed him up. He's, I don't know if he started taking his class.
The safety license. Guard?
Yeah.
So Javier texts me. I'm like, dude, come on the sun. Yeah. Come on, you got it. And I'm like bad copping him.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. Who cares? You got to shoot a fucking pig with a pistol. Like, it's going to happen sometime. Like, get your hunter safety card. And he's like, oh, fuck. All right. And I'm like, here's the link. Just go. I go, my 10-year-old daughter did it.
Yeah. She did it the day before me.
Yeah.
Jack's like, I'll give you $20 if you finish yours before Jared.
So he's texting me while he's doing it. He's like, what the fuck is this shit? What is this? Why is this course so long? I go, look, dude. It's the same thing I told my daughter. It's good because it'll teach you a lot of the rules and regulations that you might not necessarily know, but there's a huge amount of common sense to it that you're going to get. And it's like, don't shoot into the bushes. Don't point your gun at anything. And I don't know that.
Right.
I'm thinking this, Javier's going to take this. And a lot of the stuff is a crossover to, like, when you go shoot on a range.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, make sure your gun's unloaded before you check it.
Right.
Or when you go to take your CCW, your course, a lot of that stuff, anything having to do with firearms, that was all the stuff that I already knew.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But I did learn some things that I didn't know about hunting. So, yeah. I mean, it was cool. It was a fun 6 hours.
Yeah. Well, it used to be 2 days.
And you used to have to go to class, right?
You used to have to go to class. So my sister and I did it. I was like 11 and she was 13. And we went to, I don't know, they ran out like a gymnasium from a high school or something. And you just sit there and it's, oh, agony. And then when you're done, it's a full day on the first day, then like a half day on the second day.
Yeah.
And they do some instruction and then you take the test.
Yeah.
And we did it, and we passed and got it, and I was happy to have it done, but it was fucking agony while we were doing it. I mean, it was...
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's safety stuff. It's not the most awesome, interesting things in the world, but whatever. It's a necessary thing you need to know.
Have you renewed your CCW lately?
Yeah.
So
last year.
So now the governor changed it, right? So it's a 16-hour course to get your initial, and it's an 8-hour to get your renewal. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm going to be here all day.
Yeah.
And they just did like the bleed out. What is the stop the blood? Stop the bleed, whatever it is. Where if you get a wound, you pack it and, you know, whatever.
Oh, like first aid.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a first aid class. And they're like doing all this shit to try to take up time now.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck, dude. Like, I can't imagine if I was going for it now. To do the 16-hour course.
Yeah.
Because you have to go like Tuesday, Thursday, and then Saturday.
Oh, and they do like a psych eval on you now.
Really?
And they go through your social media.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. It's bad now. I don't know if they're going to do that when you renew.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for like your initial application.
Jesus.
You're supposed to do all that shit.
That was hard enough. I waited 2 years to get my initial.
Yeah.
Like I was doing it Chad Bianco was like new and approving all that shit, you know, and they're like, hey, you have to have a reason. You don't even have to have a reason anymore.
No, you don't. Yeah, when I renewed mine, I think you still needed one, or the first time that I renewed it, this last time I didn't. But yeah.
Yeah, it was like fucking nice. It's like, you know, and me naive, you know, going in as a nobody who knows nothing about how do I get this thing. I'm like, you know, hey, I want this, you know, because I, you know, carry large sums of money or whatever. And they're like, you need to put more than that. I'm like, oh, shit. What else do I need to put? They're like, you got to fucking put like a paragraph of shit, you know, like, do you hunt? Do you this? And I'm like, yeah, I'm getting into hunting. Well, put it that you hunt and you're fucking in remote areas and, you know, all these things. And I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah. That was a cool thing about here in Riverside. They really do want you to be armed.
He gave out 44,000 CCWs.
Yeah.
44,000 motherfuckers in Riverside County that carry.
That's fucking. That's nice. That's awesome.
He's running for governor. So
I just heard that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So we have. So since we're members of the Chamber of Commerce now for Corona, we might have access to him, and we might be able to get him on the show.
We're gonna try to get Bianca on the show.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of that dude.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah,
fucking solid. And you know, living in Riverside County, I can't imagine living in LA County. Like trying to get your CCW in LA County, it's impossible.
No, like, what was it like? They have like 5 or 6 million people, and I think they only had like 100 and something carry permits.
Really?
Yeah.
That's terrible. Wow. I would rather that my good guys have my back, because the criminals are carrying. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So why not? Why make it harder for law-abiding citizens to carry?
It makes zero sense.
No, you need backup. You need help. You need fucking somebody watching your six all the time. Why would you limit the number of people who actually want to do the process?
Yeah.
To do the background checks. And I mean, it was extensive. You know, I had to do all the things and the life scans and all the shit.
Yeah.
So it's extensive.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to be a criminal, you could just fucking carry a gun.
They don't give a shit about laws.
No.
No.
Murder's illegal. Assault's illegal. Robbery's illegal. Another law isn't going to stop them.
No, absolutely not. And no. I think we should do a full episode on that.
Yeah.
On CCW.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being an armed citizen and being an intelligent citizen and being able to do all this stuff. I think we should definitely do a full episode on that.
Yeah, 100%. And and we'd have you back, because that's right up your wheelhouse, because you carry and you know the process. But it's very different for you with a CCW, because they say, like, you're going to go to jail, you're going to get sued, you have to be on point. And if you're a criminal, you just shoot somebody and leave.
Yeah.
Like, I saved this fucking school from getting shot up, but like, hey, but you shot this guy. Yeah, you're going to jail. So it's a catch-22, man, and it's kind of rigged in everybody else's favor, but the people who do the courses and the law-abiding citizens.
Only in a few commie states.
Yeah, like the one that we live in.
The one we live in.
Yeah, Florida, fucking in where David lives, his sheriff is like, somebody breaks in your house, kill him.
Shoot him.
Shoot him. We prefer that you shoot him.
We prefer that you you don't miss. Yeah, they say they can't reoffend.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Nice.
And he was even offering shooting courses for folks.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, can you imagine if that was in California? Can you imagine how many home invasions would go away?
Oh, yeah.
They would end overnight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, like, if you could just shoot a motherfucker for breaking into your house.
Yeah.
I was in fear for my life. Like, now, if somebody breaks in your house and, like, goes to your fridge and eats your food, like, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking wild.
Yep.
Yeah, that's insane.
So, final thoughts on hunting, though, because we're going off on a rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah. We do this. This is what we do. For
final thoughts. What do you think, Javi?
You coming back?
I can't wait to go back. It's such a necessary skill to have. I mean, just to be able to put food on your table. Clean food.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Food that hasn't been injected, isn't eating grains, isn't eating, you know, all the shit that we shouldn't be consuming.
Right.
So it's just harvesting. Being able to put food on my table, it's something I've been wanting to learn. And so thank you to both of you guys for taking me.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait for you to get an animal. Like, hunting is great, and I'm so excited and so happy that you had as good of a time that you had, but I really want, like, getting that animal, just like...
It's a cherry on top.
It's a cherry on top.
Yeah.
And, like, the adrenaline rush and all that stuff, it's...
And then the memory, so Jack took me on a pig hunt. So I dove into this thing head first. I bought all this shit, and Jack's like, oh, you might want to go see how you feel about killing something. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be fine. And he's like, no, it's not what you think. And I'm like, okay. So we go, and, you know, I got a pig, and I was like, oh, no, this is fucking awesome. And for Jack to take me to kill my first animal was a big deal for him.
Yeah.
Right? So for me to experience you killing your first animal is going to be a big deal for me.
Yeah.
Because it's a fucking... It's a bonding experience. It's fucking unlike anything else that I've ever done.
Yeah.
And when you eat your first animal that you fucking harvested,
yeah,
it is a crazy feeling to think like I fucking made this sausage and I did this and
yeah,
like, and then, you know, I share everything with my friends, you know, I'm like, hey dear, yeah, this is my thing. And it's a good feeling. It's fucking, it's different. It's very different.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
But Jack was talking shit like, fucking, hey, Jared better like this shit, otherwise he's got to spend all this fucking money.
He dropped a lot of money.
Yeah, I bought a Christensen Arms fucking 300 Win Mag. Like, I'm like, yeah, we're gonna go kill everything, and then it's like, you don't really need that fucking gun to shoot.
I fucking told you not to. And hey, real quick, our we haven't done this enough, but fuck you, Brad.
Fuck you, Bradley.
Because fucking Brad got you to buy that gun. Yeah,
I bought the same gun as Brad.
Well, so, I was going to ask you guys, that's the next thing I'm going to need help with, is like getting like the right caliber, the right... I was considering building my own, but Jack was telling me, no, just go buy something.
Dude, I'm a 6.5 Creedmoor, and a lot of people shit on a 6.5 Creedmoor. Yeah. Yeah. You get a lot of this hate, but they hate it because a 6.5 Creedmoor is like an LS Chevy motor.
Right.
Okay.
There's a bunch of them. That? Nothing. Nothing. Yeah, nothing. There's nothing wrong with it. You can make all these upgrades and do all this shit. People shit on them. I'm like,
yeah,
that's a perfect gun for like, for coyotes.
Yeah.
To elk.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you can shoot
1,000 yards.
You can shoot
1,000 yards.
Oh okay. Yeah. All you right. can shoot almost everything in North America, short of like a bison and a moose, with a 6.5 Creedmoor.
So I bought a Creedmoor. Okay. So I bought my 300. You know, just like fucking, yeah, I need this gun. And the first time that I shot something, it just went fucking right through it. I mean, it just fucking moved. It's like 3,200 feet per second. It's fucking moving.
Yeah.
It's a cannon.
It's a fucking, but it's so smooth. Like the,
oh yeah.
Like, it feels like you're shooting a 22 when you shoot this gun. This gun's beautiful.
Yeah.
Costs a ton of money, it's but okay. The Meat Eater, they dropped their own 6.5 Weatherby with the fluted barrel, and fucking I bought that because I'm like, that's a dope ass gun.
Yeah.
And so I have one of those now that I will probably take hunting to go shoot everything, because Neil carries a 6.5.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
They're so versatile.
Yeah.
And they're a fantastic 140 grain bullet. And people don't realize that. Like, and because I nerd out on this shit. Me and Sam, the first time I met Sam, Neil was like, oh, these fucking bullet nerds. And he's like, Jarrett, look at these two assholes. And we are just fucking nerding out on.
You did nerd out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. But even this is the second time. So now Sam and I, we know we speak the same language. The first time, it was like, you load, I load. Like, oh, cool, do you this and you that, blah, blah, blah. And Neil, I can see Neil like, oh.
Yeah, Neil's like, fucking, just get in the car and
just
shut up.
Just shut up. Just shoot pigs. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, just fucking, but, yeah, I got a job to do. Let's do it.
But people think, oh, well, you can have, they think I need to, and I know, Javier, I know you did some MMA and boxing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so one thing they taught us is you don't need to hit as hard as you can. You need to hit right.
Right.
So it's the same thing with hunting. You don't need to shoot a fucking 150-pound antelope with a 300 Win Mag. Like, it's, you might as well shoot them with a bazooka.
It's overkill. It's overkill.
You got to shoot them right. And right. I brought my, so when I, the first time we went hunting with Neil, the only guns I had copper ammunition for was my 300 Weatherby Mag. And he immediately responded, do not bring that gun.
Yeah.
It's too much. Oh, and I went, okay. So I bought factory ammunition that was copper, went and got some shit from Bass Pro Shop that was copper because I didn't have time to load my own.
Yeah.
And I shot mine with my 25-06, and he goes, that's perfect. That's fine. That's all you need. We're not... what he goes, whatever you think you've heard or whatever you think you need, like, you don't need a cannon to do this. And a lot of people that get into hunting think, oh, I need this fucking... need this big thing to knock this animal down. It's like, you don't really need that. So
you double lung them, you hit the heart. I don't give a fuck what it is. It's going to die.
It's going to go down. Yeah.
But my part too is because, like you said, I want to shoot something I can eat.
Right.
And like everything I shoot, I want to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so my shot placement is based on how much of this meat can I salvage?
Right.
Right.
And people are like, oh, punch it in the shoulder. I'm like, I don't want to punch it in the shoulder. I'm going to ruin that. Most of that quarter, I'm going to try to shoot it in the neck.
I think we put a whistle pig in this one. This
I think we put fucking, a whistle pig in this one for sure. Fucking
delicious. Nice. Thanks, Javi, for coming out, man. And thanks for coming on the fucking hunt with us, man. That was a blast. And
thank you, guys. I'm extremely grateful to both of you.
Yeah, no, man.
Oh, well, you're coming back. Next time's going to be better.
Yeah,
oh,
hell yeah. Next time it'll be funner, and there will be sunlight. So the first time we went was in February, and it was a problem because it was too hot in February. Super Bowl weekend. We usually do Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, it's always Super Bowl weekend.
Nice. And he, you know, me and Jack didn't get one, and he's like, "All right, come back." So he came back and fucking whacked, you know, some more pigs. And
nice.
He's just a good dude. So we'll get with him, and I don't know if we open it back up to anybody. I know that Dirk wants to go back,
but Dirk just wants to go as Dirk a passenger. Wants, yeah, he doesn't want to go shoot.
Yeah, he just wants to go hang out. But I like Dirk. He's a good dude.
I do too.
So yeah. I like everybody that we brought on that trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Ella was pissed. And what, she keeps jamming me up.
So we'll take her.
Like, we go back, we might have to take the little lady. Fine. And if we take Ella, though, this time, I think I'm going to let her.
Okay.
Ella's going to whack a pig.
Yeah, well, you already whacked one, so she can kill one.
I want to shoot another one.
Yeah? Okay. Whatever. Yeah. I got my fucking pig tag and my hunting license in the truck.
So. Going as a chaperone. Like, let's go.
Yeah. So.
And if we have the space, I'd like to take my dad.
Yeah. For sure? No, dude, 100%. We'll take him.
Yeah.
Well, we could do us. You, me, Javi, Ella, and your dad.
Oh, well, there you go. Take senior, too.
We'll have to see if he's in town. Because he's gearing up
he's to go by back coastal. To the, yeah, yeah.
The East Coast here pretty quick.
Yeah, later, probably. Yeah, probably before we go again.
Yeah,
if we go in like May, June. I don't know that I want to be out there in July.
No.
Oh, it's going to suck out there.
Yeah, so I'll see when we can get in.
Let's see if we can go next month.
Okay. I got a birthday coming up, man.
Yeah, that's a great birthday present.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, yeah. So, JJ, I'm going to buy this for my birthday. Yeah, so... thanks for coming out, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate you being out here. Thanks for bringing this fucking bottle.
For following the rules.
Yeah, man. If you want to be on this show, you bring a bottle of whiskey and a topic.
Yes.
And that's it, man. It's not fucking hard.
We're gonna have Javi back. We're gonna talk some gunsmithing, and we're gonna talk some CCW stuff, because I think that's a couple more episodes that we could.
Yeah, we could squeeze out a couple of those, and
we could dive into it for sure.
Yeah, we can deep dive into it, and you know, when we have a little more time, since. We're far into this one.
Yeah, we're deep.
Yeah, man. Yeah, just let me know whenever.
But hey, man, I've been Jarrett.
I've been Jack.
I've been Javi.
And this has been Shattered Wisdom. Thanks for stopping by.